test system of laboratory protection presents Rudy Valley with John Barrymore, Susan Miller, Mercedes McCambridge, and our special guest, Misha Auer.
I'll give you a smile for a smile, a song for a while. I'll give you a heart for a moment sublime, right from the start. We'll have a grand time.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rudy Valley welcoming you to another SEAL test program. Tonight we present a story of mad matadors and brave toreadors entitled Spinach and Sand. Accompanied by Senors Juan Barrymore and Misha Auer, we head down Mexico Way for a hectic encounter with El Toro the Bull.
Ah, El Toro the Bull. That brings back such wonderful, marvelous, horrible memories.
Horrible memories, Miska?
Yes. You see, Rudy, I come from a long line of toreadors.
Don't tell me.
Yes, but alas, terrible luck has always followed the footsteps of the Auer family. Why, only a few months ago, we lost another Auer.
In the bull ring?
No, daylight saving time.
That is horrible, isn't it, Juan?
Senor Valet, I will thank you to remember my name is Don Jose Sebastian Entenada de Tosco, Tobasco, Tijuana, Manana, Tortilla, Via, Chia, Col Carne, and Los Angeles Schwartz, Barrymore.
Oh, I am broken of the heart because I thought my name was the longest in all Mexico.
What is your full name, Misha?
Misha Dor.
But on with the play. In it, I play Rudolfo, the American matador. Misha plays Michador, the picador. And Juan plays that bull-throwing boar from Ecuador, Barrymore.
Go to Mexico. It's a dreamland like in days of old. Senors, a troubadour, singing love song, glamorous and bold. Every matador and toreador in this happy land is always on the lookout for a Ferdinand. When we span the Rio Grande, we'll find romance down in Mexico. Let's go to Mexico.
Crossing the border into Mexico, we find John Barrymore and Misha Auer, the most famous bullfight promoters in all Mexico. At the moment, they're fighting furiously over Conchita, a sweet senorita they both adore.
Ah, this is a beautiful day today, eh, Barrymore, my babushka?
Listen, you dope. We're supposed to be fighting over some senorita named Conchita. She's in love with both of us.
In love with both of us? Ah, then I will get her.
Oh, no, you won't.
You will get her?
No, Valley will get her. He does it every week. But let's fight anyhow.
Oh, I'm not mad, but I try. Why, you low-down Mexican jumping bean, if I catch you in the arms of my Conchita, I break you in three.
How dare you defile a Barrymore?
Defile you? I'll do more than that. I'll deprofile you. Hello, this is Michador, the picador, and Barrymore, the matador. We got what you're looking for.
Conchita.
Conchita, my Mexican mosquita.
Listen, El Punko. If you don't get some pesos pretty quick, I marry another fellow I meet who I love very dearly with money. Adios.
What did she say?
She's going to marry some fellow named Adios with money.
Say, we better get some money pretty soon, Michador, mi picador. If we can only get somebody to fight a new ferocious bull, El Furioso, we can make a fortune. What we need is a fearless and foolish toreador.
Aha, good afternoon, amigos. I'm Rudolfo, the Americano. Toreador, that's what I came for. I want to be a toreador.
Are you sick, little shashlik?
No, I came here to learn to fight the bull.
You came here to... Well, my boy, pull up an enchilada and sit down. Here's our man, Misha.
You mean maybe we could make plenty pesos by getting him to fight El Furioso?
Ah, yeah, my boy. You've come to the right place to learn bullfighting. Tell me, Senor Vallejo, what experience have you had with throwing the bull?
Mucho, mucho. My great-great-great-grandfather, Don Rigo Diaz de Jaime Bushel Vallejo, was the world's first bullfighter. He lived in the year 1040.
Never heard of him.
You were very young at the time. Of course, gentlemen, I would want to start with a very small bull. You see, this is not my idea. I must fight a bull before the girl I love will marry me for my money.
Ah, senor, we have just the right bull for you. Come, I'll show you the little tender, teeny, meeny bull you will fight. Step into this next room and meet El Tenderloin.
Very vicious, isn't he?
You call that vicious? Look, I will hit him on the head with a little stick.
Gentlemen, that one I will fight.
That's fine. Now look, Rudy, just leave everything to us. This very night you will meet our tenderloin in the Plaza del Toro.
Agreed, senores. See you tonight. Hasta la bula.
Poor dope. Little does he know that instead of meeting El Tenderloin in the ring tonight, he'll be fighting El Furioso.
Oh, Rudy mio, it has made me so happy like anything that you are going to fight tonight. And my father, she is happy too.
And your mother, is he happy?
Oh, Rudy mio, I miss you today. And tonight you fight the bull.
I think you miss me tomorrow, too.
Rudy mio, you will dedicate the bull to me, no?
Yes, I will dedicate it to you, unless the bull dedicates me first.
Oh, Rudy mio, I have not seen you for how much, and I love you too many.
Ah, Conchita, I miss you how big, and I kiss you too little. A romantic guy I, pale and frantic guy I am, so high in the sky that each passerby must know that love is the reason why. A romantic guy I, your romantic eye my way would bring heaven nigh, so why don't you try? A romantic guy, a romantic guy, a romantic guy, a romantic guy.
Tonight, on behalf of Seal Test, I'd like to say a most sincere thank you, America. Just 4 weeks ago, we introduced you to Seal Test Plum Royale, a completely new and daringly different ice cream. I remember telling you how we had selected ripe, juicy plums from the finest orchards, how we had mingled them with a luscious Seal Test vanilla ice cream. I asked you to taste how that tart, tantalizing flavor of sun-ripened plums blended with the cool sweetness of that creamy ice cream. And taste it you did, and millions of you kept right on enjoying it all through June. In fact, we were hard put to keep up with your demands for Plum Royale ice cream. So we say thank you, America, for giving this new ice cream such a royal welcome. And at the same time, we want to remind you that when June ends, there will be no more of this novel and delicious flavor. So serve it while you may these last few days for parties, bridge luncheons, and desserts. Order it in luscious sundaes and foamy sodas at your favorite fountain. Just ask any Seal Test ice cream dealer for Plum Royale in the modern red, white, and gray Seal Test pint package. We'll tell you in a few minutes where to buy Seal Test products in your community. Ladies and gentlemen, we're beset with a perplexing problem. Everybody loves Conchita. Now, whom will Conchita marry? Isn't this exciting? Or don't you care either? At any rate, we find Mishador in a very happy mood.
I am so happy.
Stop blubbering! Stop blubbering, Misha. Your mascara is running.
Oh, I'm so happy because tomorrow I will marry Conchita.
I hate to correct you, but tonight Valley fights El Furioso. And tomorrow Conchita will marry me for my half of the money.
Don't forget, I get half too. What makes you think she won't marry me for my half?
Because I'm going to do the dividing.
I don't get it.
Correct, you catch on quick.
Oh, Misha and Juani, my beautiful little pigeons. I love you too heavy, so it gives me a pain in my heart like anything. Have you got any money yet?
No, Conchita, not yet, my little papusinka.
Adios, you flat pancakes.
Wait, me chili, chili bean. Tomorrow we'll have plenty of money.
Oh, so. All of a sudden, I love you too much again. You make me so happy. So happy, I think I sing. It was fiesta down in Mexico. And so I stopped a while to see the show. I knew that frenesy meant please love me, and I could say frenesy. A very handsome senor caught my eye. I stood and chatted as he wandered by, and never knowing that it came from me, I gently sighed frenesy. Stopped and raised his eyes to mine. His lips just pleaded to be kissed. His eyes were soft as candle shine. So how was I to resist? Now without a heart to call my own, a greater happiness I've never known. Because his kisses are for me alone. Who wouldn't say frenesy? It's the loveliest love song just meant for me. It was fiesta down in Mexico. And so I stopped a while to see the show. I knew that frenesy meant please love me, and I could say frenesy. A very handsome senor caught my eye. I stood enchanted as he wandered by, never knowing that it came from me. I gently sighed frenesy, and now without a heart to call my own, a greater happiness I've never known. Because his kisses offer me alone, who wouldn't say frenesy? Frenesy, frenesy.
Now we got to watch out for this frenesy guy.
Oh, never mind him. Just tell me where you are going to get so many money.
Now listen to me, my mercenary maid. We got a silly toreador to agree to fight El Furioso.
But this fool thinks he's going to fight a little filet mignon. This will be a good joke on him. Ha, ha, ha.
Will he think this is funny?
No, he'll die.
Say, that gives me another idea, Juan. Let's get hold of this Americano valet and sell him some bull life insurance.
Wait. You say this man's name is Valley? Oh, I think maybe that is the man I love. Is he a big, strong, handsome fellow with money?
No, he's a weak, short, puny goof with money.
Yes, that is him. Oh, caramba, I must go warn him against you two crooked crooks. Adios.
Say, Juan.
What?
We better work fast before Conchita tells El Valle about El Furioso. All the tickets are sold for the bullfight, and if Rudy don't fight El Furioso, either you or I must fight him.
No.
Misha, boy, we can't let that happen. Every time I think about fighting that beast, I get 10 years older.
And from the way you look, you've thought about a plan, kid. Shh, I think I hear footsteps.
Aha, buenos dias, senores.
Buenos dias, Rudy. Well, are you ready for your first lesson with the bull?
Yes, sir. Shoot the taurus to me, Morris. But tell me, gentlemen, isn't bullfighting really dangerous? I mean, couldn't a fellow get killed?
Oh, only one day out of 7 does anyone get killed.
What day is that?
The day of the fight. But you don't have to worry. You'll be fully protected by a bull insurance policy.
Yeah, a bull insurance policy?
Yes. It is handled by the Michador Barrymore Guaranteed Disgusting Mutual Insurance Company.
Guaranteed Disgusting Mutual Insurance Company?
Yes, we don't guarantee anything. You might think we're disgusting. And if you do, brother, it's mutual.
Yes. And the policy we have for you is especially written for the bullfighters. The You Should Live So Long policy.
The You Should Live So Long policy?
Yes, it covers you completely from the time you step into the arena for the next 5 minutes.
Oh, but then I'd only be insured for 5 minutes.
Brother, you should live so long.
However, should you happen to get killed, we would immediately pay you on the spot. That is, after we clean the place up a little. We would pay you $200,000 cash.
That is, providing you name us as beneficiary.
All right, I'll take it. Though I don't quite see why I need any insurance in this fight, especially since El Tenderloin is such a tender little creature.
Oh, so there you are, you two Mexican prairie dogs.
Conchita, why do you say that? These two prairie dogs are my friends.
Rudy, they have double crisscrossed you. Instead of the little bull, El Tenderloin, they are want you to fight El Furioso, the big darn fiercest bull in all big darn fiercest Mexico. Rally, they do.
What? Senor Barrymore, you're lower than the blood pressure of an oyster. And as for you, Senor Michador, you double-crossing viper.
Don't call me a viper. I'm a big man here in Mexico. And before that, I was a big man in Russia.
Russia?
Yes, back in Russia was the works.
Well, why don't you go back to Russia?
What? And have them shoot the works?
Senores. You have gone too far. And all I have to say to you now is, Hatsa Frausen, the Riddleroo, and a Bala Bala Stewart, and I do mean you.
Meaning what?
Hey, thank you. Go home now. Come on, Conchita.
Now a short pause for seal test identification. Here we go to all of those communities where seal test milk and ice cream are sold. Ready? In the dressing room back of the stadium, we find Picador Misha Auer, who's looking for Matador John Barrymore, who's looking for Toreador Rudy Valley to fight the bull, who's looking out for himself.
Oh, my Sonia, Doña, cry for me. For I must go back to Moscow with water on my knees.
Hey, what are you singing about? Don't you realize that we're in trouble now that Rudy Valley has refused to fight El Furioso?
You're right, Juan. We are in trouble. Somebody must fight the bull, but who?
Misha!
I, Juan Barrymore, will make the supreme sacrifice.
I will step aside and let you fight the bull.
No, let me make the sacrifice.
Wait, I got it. We'll both fight the bull. You fight one end and I'll fight the other end.
A great idea. Who gets which?
I'll take the blunt end.
Well, well, well. When is these, caballeros? That crowd out there is certainly becoming restless for the contest.
Rodolfo, my boy. Tell me, have you come back to fight the bull?
Yes.
I have come back to fight the bull? No.
We come to say adios. Rudy is taking me to be married.
Married? But Conchita, it is I, Misha, who loves you. It is I, Misha, who will Misha, you tasty little disha.
I am too sorry. I am marry a man who will give me a big palacio to live in, big cars to drive in, and all the money I can spend.
Your motor is running. But, darling, I thought you were marrying me.
But, Rudolfo, I hear that in the United States, the husband gives his wife half of everything he has.
Half!
Come on, Conchita. Come on, Conchita.
Wait. Wait, Rudolfo. Don't hurry. You can't leave us now. We need you.
Why don't you fight El Furioso, Misha? Are you afraid?
Misha, are afraid? Ha, ha, ha.
So I'm afraid. Besides, I cannot fight the bull. I have a contract to announce the fight on the El Radio.
You have?
Yes, a blow-by-blow description sponsored by Adam Zombreros.
Oh, Valley. All we ask is that you make an appearance in the ring just to satisfy the crowd. All you got to do is to shake hands with the bull.
But I wouldn't know what to do next.
Don't worry, the bull will ad-lib from there on.
I've got it. I've got it. I've got it.
Well, for goodness sake, get rid of it.
We will dress Juan Barrymore up as El Furioso. And then Rudy can fight him without getting hurt.
What? Me? John Barrymore described himself as a bull. How would I look wearing horns?
Quite natural.
No, I won't do it. I can't do it. All right, I'll do it.
Good. Rudy, you will fight El Barrymore, the bull.
Well, I think you're giving me a bum stare, but...
Come on, Rodolfo. Here is your sword.
Okay.
Yeah, and don't forget, I'm only acting.
Yes. Toreador, don't stick Barrymore.
Please, Don Senor, I'm Edgar Hall.
I will only tease you with my cape, the red cape that all bulls abhor. Do you get mad at red?
No. I've been in the red before.
Caballero, I am so many worried. I do not trust Senor Barrymore.
But Conchita, he has such an honest face.
Is that his face, honest?
Oh, there's nothing to worry about. I'm sure everything will be all right.
Maybe if you would sing something sweet to me, I would feel more safe. Somebody tell me to stay here.
Oh, you are so sweet, Conchita. Somebody tell me to stay here.
Musica del mar y cielo, ojos llenos de amor, lágrimas del espíritu cero, moriré por tu favor. En la huerta de las flores, te veré antes de irte. Con mi corazón tan triste, ¿Cómo vas a mí dejar? Prima vez que yo te vire en la puerta de la huerta, me besaste sin respuesta cuando yo te pregunté. ¿Por qué vas a dejar la huerta de las flores? Tornate a Sorrento, quiero vivir.
Misha. Well, well, Misha, how do I look in my bull costume?
Juan, you are all bull and a yard wide.
You know, Misha, I've been thinking, if I go out there and impersonate El Furioso, Valley won't get hurt. And if Valley doesn't get hurt, we don't collect that insurance.
Caramba, you are right.
But, on the other hand, if someone should just accidentally lift this bar and let the real bull out, well...
I think I see what you mean.
Whoop! Look what I did!
Look! The real bull is running into the ring! He's heading straight for Valley!
Caramba, Barrymore. The way you came running out here, I thought you were the real bull for a minute.
Ouch!
Hey, take it easy, Barrymore. You've been overdoing those vitamin capsules. Wait a minute. You are John Barrymore, aren't you? Yep, you're Barrymore, all right.
Buenas noches, señores and señoritas. We are bringing you direct from Mexico a crunch-by-crunch description of the fight between El Furioso, the bull from Spain, and El Vallejo, the kid from Maine. But first, a word from El Sponsor. Take it away, Misha.
Gracias, señores y señoritas. Emparas elefanteras to lepataras, still test milk. El pechistro embantaras to lepita laboratory protection. El pechistro lemantolo y petal maravilloso plum royal. Yum, 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 yum. Now back to the bullfight. Valley and the bull are on the field. It looks like Valley is going to kick off. Yes, it looks very much like Valley is going to kick off. Valley grabs the bull by the horns with the seat of his pants. Valley wants to go one way, the bull wants to go the other. The bull tossed him for it. Now the bull is pawing at the earth. Valley is pawing at the exit gate. Wait, what's this? Valley is talking to El Furioso. No, he's singing. Valley is crooning into the bull's ear. The bull lays down and beats the ground in agony. Valley keeps crooning. Now the crowd lays down and beats the ground in agony. Wait, the bull is getting up. He puts his hoof around Valley's shoulder. Valley puts his arm around the bull. And they're waltzing out of the ring, arm in arm. We take you now to the ringside for a word from the great toreador Rodolfo de Vallejo Jojo.
Congratulations, Rudy, my boy. I know you won't talk to me, but say something to the radio audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just as amazed at this faint turn of events as you are. Perhaps the bull has the explanation. El Furioso, you were supposed to be the fiercest bull in all the world. Why didn't you kill me?
My mama works for Seal Test 2.
John and I shall be back with you and present what we hope will be a thrilling departure from our usual hijinks. Together we shall offer a salute to America, and we're proud to have two very big comedy guns in our midst, those grand buck privates and in the Navy, it's Abbott and Costello. So until next Thursday, Dennis and Rudy Valley saying au revoir, hasta luego, and good night.
Misha Auer started shooting today in the new Universal picture, Hell's the Poppin, starring Olsen and Gunn. Seal Test Incorporated and its member companies are subsidiaries of the National Dairy Products Corporation. This is the National Broadcasting Company.